Scott Tolzien will start this week. Was that as quick as last week?
24 hours later.
Yeah, Scott Tolzien will go into the week as a starter, just like he did last week.
So Aaron's status right now is, where is he at?
You know, Aaron, frankly, I haven't met with the medical staff yet, so I haven't been given an update or where they think Aaron is.
If he pushes to want to play, like maybe that Lions game or whatever, and it's close, will you lean toward his wishes or the doctor's wishes, or how does that all come down?
I mean, we all understand the importance of players returning from injury, the anxiousness of any player to get back on the field. But, I mean, that's always a collective conversation. The medical staff, the player, and really, I don't make medical decisions. So, and that'll be no different with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we all know he wants to play. I mean, he wants to play as soon as he can. But those are big decisions when you put a player back on the field, and when everybody's confident, then that's when it'll happen.
Look, on the outside, it's easy for us and a lot of other people to look at this coming game on Sunday and say it's really a must-win for you guys to stay relevant in the race. How do you approach it?
Extremely important football game this week. We just concluded our team meeting and it's a division game. It's a home game. We've had two home games get away from us. So part of the formula for success, obviously, in any football season is winning your home games. Our record is obviously 5-5. So we need to play better. We need to perform better. We need to prepare better. So, I mean, this is a very, very accountable football team. It's an enjoyable team to coach. We're just not quite where we need to be right now. You know, we've had some peaks and valleys in our fundamental areas of emphasis, and some of them have spiked up in a negative nature the last couple of weeks, and we'll continue to work on those things. And I'm confident that our staff are going to put together a heck of a plan for our players, and our team's already started preparation today for the Minnesota Vikings. And we'll be ready to go, because this is a victory we expect to win, and we'll do everything that is necessary to win this football game.
Mike, just to be clear, because you said a couple weeks ago that if Aaron Rodgers walks into your office on Saturday and says, "Give me the ball," what are you going to say? The medical staff has told you that he can't play this week. Is that right?
I haven't spoken to the medical staff about Aaron Rodgers' status.
Okay, you haven't spoken to them today, but have they told you already that this was not a realistic week, or?
No, we haven't had that conversation.
Last week, this time you were you went to the tackling, some of the deficiencies. What did you think of the tackling yesterday?
It wasn't good enough. Yeah, we had too many missed tackles yesterday. We need to be better. I mean, particularly the last 3 out of 4 weeks, we need to tackle better as a football team.
Mike, when did you know that Sam Shields wasn't going to be available? Did that surprise you at all?
Sam Shields' injury situation was a game day workout, and it obviously didn't go very well. And Sam was injured. It was a Thursday in practice. Did not practice on Friday. Sam didn't feel it was serious, but obviously as time approached the game, it was not where he needed to be.
Are you getting enough out of Morgan Burnett these last few weeks?
Morgan Burnett? I think Morgan didn't have his best game last week. But I was comfortable with the way Morgan played yesterday. Defensively, we did a lot of good things. The fourth down conversions obviously factored in, the lengthy drives there in the first half. Didn't really get our hands on the balls as much as we'd hoped. I thought the Giants did a good job protecting the football, particularly the running back and their underneath coverage, because it's something you emphasize every week. So just going through the tape, but yes, I thought Morgan played well yesterday.
Remember during training camp, you talked about causing fumbles on sacks, and those numbers weren't quite matching up. I guess, and there's a big emphasis on fumbles during the offseason. I guess. You disappointed that it hasn't shaken out? Like you got your pretty high in sacks. And it's almost
well, our turnover ratio is clearly not where it needs to be. It's you know, when you get into your Monday meetings and you have corrections and you go through all the grades and this and that, and it's a conversation we've had way too much this year. So we need to do a much better job taking the ball away. And obviously the sack fumble is the highest, you know, highest percentage of opportunity to get, to create that takeaway. So, and then obviously the last couple of weeks we've been giving the ball away. So it's definitely, it's our priority as a football team. Our turnover ratio is minus six, and that's just not cut it.
Mike, what do you think's happening in the red zone? How you guys are getting down there, and then
Well, I just was it 2 for 9 or whatever we've been the last 3 weeks. You know, just looking at yesterday, you know, we were on that left hash, and you know, we had a play there on first down that wasn't as productive as you like to think. You know, based on the fundamental. And then we had a check on the second one, and then the third down we didn't convert. So, I would just say that the production on first and second down in the red zone was probably not quite what it needed to be yesterday.
Mike, you know, you spent all last season looking at these teams playing two shell against you and daring you to run against them, and now it seems that the script has flipped with Aaron. How do you now get teams to respect Scott, respect the passing game? You had a lot of production yesterday with big plays. What do you do as a player?
Well, we didn't do a very good job handling the support element in the run game. I think it was obvious to anybody that took a close watch at the game. And you're dead on. I mean, we spend so much time preparing. You know, it kind of reminded me of the preseason game against Kansas City. You know, you prepare your team one way, and then you go in and play an 8-man front at the line of scrimmage in your last preseason game. So, and a good defense with that. So, we're in that world right now. They don't know you guys are in here. So. I asked them to do a real loud and knock a hole in the wall. They had the timing right. Wrong wall. But, yeah, and that's what we're going through. So we got to do a better job. I mean, we talked about as an offensive coach that, frankly, when we watched the tape this morning, the fact that these computers and everything you have now, you know, you're able to grade the tape on the way home, and then you get, you know, we get together offensively at 6 o'clock this morning, and we spent more time talking about the next game based on the things that, you know, people are doing to us and how we could help our players more. And because I'll say this, our big play production, was it 9 explosive games on offense? I have never seen a quarterback hit all his big throws like that in a game. I mean, that was the most impressive big play, big pass play production from a quarterback. I was talking to Scott going through his grading session this morning, and I can't think of another time in my career that I've had someone hit every one. I mean, every big shot we called yesterday, we hit them. So, and excellent protection. Took a couple of hits on the throws, but the ball placement was extraordinary.
I guess along with it, had you seen them? Because I don't think there were any circus catches yesterday. They're all. See, that happens when I ask questions. I get drawn out. I guess. I mean, did you see that during? Have you seen that since he's been here? Is that accurate? I mean, it wasn't like you guys are making circus catches on those.
Yeah, he's. He's a good football player. I mean, he's got a lot to work with. I mean, there's. He's. We need to focus on winning games right now. But there's a lot there for a young quarterback. So he's played a lot of football. He's a successful college player. He's been in two other professional programs, excellent programs. So he's been exposed to different systems and has an extraordinary work ethic. So, I mean, he has a lot of good football ahead of him. But the reality is, and he knows this more than anybody, he has to take care of the football.
You know what, Mike, obviously yards are great and everything like that. But they're giving you a lot of yards between the 20s and then you get inside, you know, red zone or whatever. Can't score. Isn't that maybe more of what's going on, that they're, you know, letting you throw the ball between the 20s, and then when they get down there, they toughen up a little bit?
Tom, I don't know if I've ever heard of they're going to let you throw 50-yard completions, and then I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Well,
Well, they're going to play the run all the way up, you know, until you get inside the 20-yard line.
Well, I think yesterday's game, they played the run the whole game. I mean, they came out from the first snap to, you know, this. I mean, it was a three-shell game. As soon as we got off the bus, it was a three-shell game when we start preparing for the game. So, and frankly, if you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, defenses around the league are playing more three-shell in the red zone than I think I've seen in a long time. So, you know, at the end of it, it's about it's about execution and, you know, calling your – have a better play versus, you know, the defense, or, you know, have a clean play and the ability to adjust when it's not so clean.
Mike, Pierre Paul said on his interception he knew what play was coming, or he anticipated mm-hmm. it. Put any stock in that? Are you concerned at all that maybe the defenses are reading your tendencies, or is there anything to that?
Well, I mean, it was a fire zone. He was in a flat stance, you know, before the adjustment was made. I mean, that's not what we want right there, and that's the end result. So, yes, I think it was a matter. It was a hard learning experience for a young quarterback. And obviously at a critical point in the game.
Mike, how close was Barkley yesterday? And if you don't have him next week, do you consider Sherrod, or is he still too far?
Don, they declared Don out Friday afternoon when I got there at the game manager. So I couldn't tell you how close he is. So, and once again, I haven't talked to those guys today. But Derek Sherrod had an excellent week of practice. His padded work on Thursday was I thought he took a huge step. I mean, he saw a lot of things that I think he needed to feel and see, and it's on video, and we're able to coach off it. I mean, you know, he hasn't been through training camp, and those types of practices, what he needs, and he'll have another padded practice this week.
Mike, what could Scott do differently on that play that Jason Pierre-Paul picked it off?
I really don't want to get into specifics of the scheme. I mean, there was an adjustment made that, like I said, it wasn't what we needed to be in at that particular time, especially with the defense they had called, with the ability of both their defensive ends. I mean, he's in a flat stance. He's not in a rush stance. You know, we weren't totally in tune with everybody on that particular play. So it's obviously an adjustment we shouldn't have been in.
Just in a general sense, not scheme related, is he responsible for actually leading that guy and judging whether he's going to jump high, or if he sees him go like that? Is he supposed to pull it down?
No, it's that we you don't want that adjustment in that particular situation.